What kind of food have you been enjoying lately?
Well, lately I've had the very great privilege of being able to go overseas, which is a privilege actually. And we've been travelling around through the Netherlands. So we've been to Amsterdam, a great week in Amsterdam, and a whole week in Utrecht, which is a town sort of about half an hour outside of Amsterdam. Mainly, we stayed there mainly because Amsterdam is just so expensive. But and it turned out to be fabulous. Like both places were just absolutely fantastic.
I mean, I don't know pretty much anything about Dutch cuisine. I've never been to the Netherlands.
Yeah, well, I had the same kind of sort of thought. Like, we normally do a lot of travel around Asia, you know, it's only a few hours away.
It's very
relatively
close by, and we can get a lot of that here in Sydney as well.
Exactly. So Dutch food isn't particularly sort of well represented as a, you know, as a cuisine in terms of restaurants.
Yeah. I've never seen a Dutch restaurant in Sydney.
No,
I will say.
There's one, I think, as far as we can find since we've come back. There's a club out in St. Mary's, out in the western suburbs, and there's a shop in Smithfield.
Okay.
And that's about it. So, and I think there's a couple of food vans. Like, I think every single music festival has a Poffergies stand, which is like these little Dutch pancakes, like little little ones that are coated in icing sugar. And there's a van, I think, currently out around because of Vivid that sells Stroop waffles, which
those are delicious.
They're
like the little syrup filled waffle things. They're really good.
They are amazing.
Don't they have a whole festival of those where they eat them? I believe. I don't know.
It's like a national holiday.
What were you enjoying in the Netherlands?
So there was all those sweet things. They were fantastic. But the things that we really loved were, it's more like a home style cooking, and being there sort of on the verge between sort of the end of spring and, you know, the start of summer, there were some beautiful things that were seasonal that were out as well, which we really loved. The first thing that we had, which was fantastic, which I don't know, like, if you're a bit squeamish about fish and raw fish, we had was, it's called new herring. So it's a raw
new herring.
Okay. So they have normal herring,
and
everyday
new herring.
And then the new herring. So, and it's a seasonal thing. So they get fish fillets and brine them. Just sort of really quickly and really overnight in sort of a salty water bath. And then the next day you eat them, and they're chopped up and you have them with a little bit of fresh onion. And they have this real delicate flavour to them. So
this is just raw fish that's been plonked in a barrel of brine left overnight. And then you just next morning go,
ready, done. Let's eat it. It's fantastic. It's very soft and very delicate and just has this lovely, slightly fishy flavor, not too oily, not too overly salty, just really, really lovely. Like a more sort of a level up from sashimi in a sense.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah. So there's some preparation done.
Yeah. And so that was really delicious. We had the regular herring as well because we had to try that.
How did
it
compare?
And that compared, it just had a little bit of a stronger flavor to it than this lovely new herring. We also had eel, which was done in the same way. So
do they just take a lot of fish and just put them in brine and then eat them?
Yeah, sort of like a preservative, you know, sort of the ways of preserving fish and making sure that you've got something that'll last you a long time. And you have it with these lovely white bread rolls, which are like really, really soft, like sort of, we would sort of think of them like almost like hot dog kind of rolls.
Yeah.
So this beautiful white soft bread, this beautiful tasting fish plopped in there. Oh, have that. And a small beer, have that alongside.
Of course.
Which is another great thing that we had a lot of. I won't go into how much beer
I can imagine.
So, and putting things into rolls is kind of a little bit of a tradition as well. So there's a number of different things. And I think we went around the Netherlands having everything possible that we could in bread rolls. So we had other things which are called bitterballen, which are tiny little meatballs.
Yeah.
And they're made from a meat, sort of like a meat stew that's then crumbed and deep fried. So when you bite into it, it's all soft and gooey and warm and absolutely delicious.
Did you eat those on bread
rolls?
We
had those on bread rolls.
Okay.
Then
Excellent.
We had Indonesian food. So there's a lot of Indonesian restaurants in the Netherlands because it was a former
colony. Yes.
We had Indonesian food. We had tempeh in bread rolls and we had chicken liver in bread rolls. So we had that.
Just imagine going around the Netherlands, you just bring your own bread rolls and
you just
put that on? It's like a keep cup, for food.
Exactly. Well, you would go into pretty much every deli, bakeries, different things like that. And you would just get...
And that's not a seasonal thing. That's year-round. They just put everything on bread rolls. That's all
the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can just get something, a sandwich made in a fresh bread roll. They love bread. And they love these bread rolls. The other thing we had in bread rolls was Suriname food. So so Suriname was another colony in South America that was formerly part of the Netherlands. But this place is really, really interesting. We went back and actually had a fair bit of Surinamese food. There's influences of the Caribbean. There's influences from South America, obviously where it is, mm-hmm. like the location.
The actual
influence.
Physical geographical location. Yeah.
But then you've got Indonesian influence because the Dutch brought over a whole lot of Javanese people to work in Suriname. You've got Chinese as well because there are also a lot of Chinese migrants that went there. So you have this
very diverse kind of influences.
Yeah. So depending on which Surinamese restaurant you went to, it displayed its influence. So we went to one and it was very Caribbean and it had a lot of different foods that you would have sort of influence from the area.
Yeah.
But then we went to another and it was very, very sort of more Indonesian style and they had roti and they have curries and different things
no
like
bread
that.
Rolls required.
Well, no. Well, the roti, I suppose, was the bread substitute there. But we did have chicken curry in a bread roll.
I mean, I'm glad they're sticking to the traditions of all right. the all the different traditions all at once.
That's exactly right. So lots of great things yeah. like that. And we the other great things that were seasonal that we had was the cheese. So if you love cheese, there was a beautiful cheese we had, which was called grass cheese. Not what you might think coming out of Amsterdam, but
well.
It was a really fresh made cheese. So like a really soft, delicate cheddar, maybe more like if you're familiar with Edam cheese.
Which is a slightly different, kind of thing.
Yeah, and so it's so soft and fresh. It's sort of quite sort of squeezy and squeaky almost, you know.
Oh, right. While right. It's sort of like Havarti texture.
Yeah,
or something.
While it's curing and mm-hmm. it made the best toasted sandwiches.
It went on bread rolls. Yeah, obviously.
Well, toasted bread.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Just
most
to keep
important.
On the theme.
And so you said that it's this stuff's pretty hard to find here in Sydney
or
in Australia?
Yeah, it is really hard. So I think there's a small Dutch community in Sydney, mostly out in the western suburbs. I think the sort of representation mm-hmm. of areas where you'll kind of get food there. Mm-hmm. There's a shop out on Market Street in Smithfield called The Dutch Shop, which is pretty simple. And there's a Dutch club out in St. Mary's. But apart from that, you might find influences of Dutch food around in different places.
We definitely find Indonesian food, but that's...
Definitely Indonesian food. You might not find Surinamese food. Yeah. You have to either go to Suriname or the Holland or the Netherlands to get the Holland.
Mm-hmm. It's an alternative
Holland,
name. They sometimes call it the Holland.
They do.
The locals.
So whatever you feel like putting in your bread roll, that's what you can call it.
Fantastic. That sounds very good.
It was fabulous.
A beautiful trip as well.
Yeah, and I think for something that, one of those places where you go, I'm really not sure what I'm going to get. What are we going to find here? Is it going to be like France? Is it going to be like
Germany?
Were
you surprised by what you found?
Really, totally surprised. And really,
so very distinct from like France and Germany, which obviously
very much
so. Kind of flanked by those.
But obviously wears influences from everywhere. And it just made us want to go back and start sort of go again and, start again and find more.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that with
that's
us.
That's okay, Sam. Thanks.
So we can find out about this stuff and more on your BQ food blog?
Yeah, that's right. When we get around to finally writing about it, we'll put up some pictures and a bit of a story.
The Netherlands in a bread roll.
Exactly.
My life in bread rolls. Yes, something, exactly. Something to that effect. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. I love talking about food in the morning.